This is the Real Royal Family Podcast with your co-host, Valerie Wright. And we're here to take back your crown and the jewels that are on it. The jewels of your life, your joy, and your purpose. Only God's love and power can conquer trauma. Now, this is not virtual reality. It is spiritual reality. It is not a game, but we are going to treat it as a challenge to destroy what is destroying you. And God's word says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Let's get it. Get it. Get it. Thank you for joining the next episode of the Real Royal Family. And we have the Holy Spirit here, my senior partner, with your other host, Valerie Wright. I'm your spiritual Harriet Tubman. And thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here, because I belong to you and you belong to me. And I'm letting you out there know right now, my Holy Spirit is my Holy Spirit. He belongs to me and I belong to him. Now, you don't have to get jealous. If you and I decided to swim in the ocean, there's plenty of ocean for both of us. But compared to the Holy Spirit, the ocean is not even a particle of a portion of a raindrop falling down here from heaven. There's so much to go around. And I want more of the Holy Spirit, and I want you to have more of the Holy Spirit, so then you can begin living your purpose like you were designed to. We are now on part two of Destroy the Destroyer. We're going to start with a principle. And the principle is from Ephesians 6, verse 2. I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation. He raised us up with Christ, the Exalted One, and we ascended with him into the glorious perfection and authority of the heavenly realm. For we are now co-seated as one with Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 6, and that is the Passion Translation. We're going to go to the Amplified Version. And he did this so that in the ages to come, he might clearly show the immeasurable and unsurpassed riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus, providing for our redemption. And one more time, we're going to do the King James. And he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's Ephesians 2, verse 6. Now, why does this matter? How does the above principle relate to destroying the destroyer trying to destroy you? So, darkness can't touch God. So, it tries to destroy what God loves, adores, and died for. And that is you, and that is me. This world system does its best to sell you hell and hell's products of destruction. You are too powerful to overtake. So they have to get you to trade trinkets for triumph, glass for diamonds, narcissism for true power, manipulation and domination in exchange for healing the sick and raising the dead, feeding 10,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves. Why is this essential for you to understand? Remember, we're being detectives right now, okay? We're being fruit inspectors, and we're inspecting the fruit of your life and mine. So why is this essential for you to understand? If the system of darkness can get you to believe being in Christ is a religious system, like Catholicism, not the parishioners, the Vatican system of witchcraft, or Kabbalah, or is that sitting in a pew is true Christ-likeness, you will comply. If you can believe in the lie, you will comply. Then Matthew 7:21 may happen after you get to heaven or hell when he says, I don't know you. If you don't understand what being a true citizen of the kingdom of heaven is, what being the son of a king who rules and created everything is, you will rebel out of frustration, join some ancestral worship, join some lodge, start drinking, or doing any other kind of, you know, drugs or sex or other things, you know, laughing and entertaining, being a buffoon to numb yourself so you stop asking, is this really what it's all about? If you are not doing Matthew 10, 7 and 8, as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. That's Matthew 10, verse 7 and 8. That was a King James version. So if you're not doing that, woe to you. How do I know? I used to be a slave and a captive, a peddler, a zoo animal, a victim to darkness. Through discipline, studying the word, eating the word, desiring to be just like Christ, I wanted to raise the dead. I wanted to be Matthew 10, 7, and 8. So I preached, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand to me. Remember, we do us first. You have to be the example. If you're not the example of who the world is seeing as a kingdom citizen, then most times we look at people who call themselves believers and we don't want to be anything like that. Because they're charlatans, they're con men, they're liars, they're covenant breakers, they're cheating on their husbands and their wives with anything. So I healed the sick, me first. My mental, my spiritual, and emotional illness needed to be healed. And the Holy Spirit is here for it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I cleansed the lepers, me first. My skin was dead and coming off in clumps and pieces. You know why? Because I walked amongst the dead and the diseased, and I was rotting because there was no one like me before and after I got saved to tell me about that being a citizen of Christ's heaven is not about sitting in a pew. The dead, the sick, the lepers, the demonized are in the streets. Well, you know, they're in the church now too, and some of them are preaching from behind the pulpit, but God is able to fix that. Just, you don't go following them. So I raised the dead, and I started with me first. I cast out devils. I cast devils out of myself. That's called self-deliverance. That's a lot of the links that's on therealroyalfamily.com. Jerry McGee, Dr. Olukoya, Dr. Erica Shepherd. I cast devils out of myself from the witch that was in my family, the witches that were in my family who I never met. And there's more than one. It's the ones that are in my bloodline. Every human alive has a witch in their bloodline. They're called by different names depending upon the country, the region, or the tribe that you come from. Okay? It's Santera, Voodoo, Hoodoo, Roots, the Druids, all those Merlin movies, those aren't jokes. Those reptilians, those aren't aliens. Those are devils from the pit of hell. So Matthew 10, 7, and 8, King James Version. Who would want you ignorant of the power to heal, cast out devils, feed the multitude? Who would want you to resist who you really are? There's only one answer to that. The one who would get hurt if you really truly knew who you were. The one who would get kicked out of your bloodline, kicked out of your city, kicked out of your state and your country. Him and his kingdom. So who would want you ignorant of the power that you have to heal the sick, cast out devils, feed the multitudes? Who would want you going everywhere broken and not knowing who you truly are? The one who would get hurt by that knowledge and power. The one who would be cast out of sick people. The one who would be cast out of the mentally ill. The one who would be cast out when people are no longer poor. How do we get from Destroy the Destroyer Part 1, submission, to Destroy the Destroyer Part 2, resistance? So we're going to bridge those two together, okay? Because you have to submit to God. The word says in James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God and resist the devil. That's the way it's supposed to go, not the other way around. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You have to resist the world, the flesh, and the devil. They are your ex-master once you have changed and been grafted into Christ. Okay, so he's our elder brother. He's the first seed. Every seed must die as it goes into the ground. And then he went into hell. He held captivity captive. And then he came back through the earth and went to heaven where he rules and reigns. And we can be grafted into the kingdom of light through him. He had to die. They didn't kill him. So Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. That is why we are to yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits enthroned, at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Yeah, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities, not with the distractions of the natural realm. Now remember, so the real royal family, that's what the game board is about. It's in that virtual reality. You're already in virtual reality. Christ died to bring us into the spiritual reality that is his reality. And the good news is you don't have to be poor. Okay, that's the gospel. You don't have to be under anybody's thumb. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be insane. You don't have to sell your body in order to make rent. So when you're crucified with Christ, you severed the tie to this life, and now your true life is hidden away in God and Christ. And as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will also be revealed. For you are now one with him in his glory. That is actually Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. That is the Passion Translation. So then, surrender to God, stand up to the devil and resist him, and he will flee in agony. That is James chapter 4, verse 7 in the Passion Translation. Once again, we're going to go to James, which is Jacob 4, 7. So submit to the authority of God, resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Come close to God with a contrite heart, and he will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your unfaithful hearts, you double-minded people. Be miserable and grieve and weep over your sin. Let your foolish laughter be turned to mourning and your reckless joy to gloom. Humble yourselves with an attitude of repentance and insignificance in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. He will lift you up. He will give you purpose. Once again, that's James, Jacob 4, chapter 4, 7 through 10, the Amplified Version. So you see how it says, humble yourself with an attitude of repentance and insignificance. What does the kingdom of darkness tell you? Hey, believe in yourself. You don't have to listen to nobody. You do what you want to do. Yeah, that road leads right to hell and your own death and destruction. So then, surrender to God, stand up to the devil and resist him, and he will flee in agony. Move your heart closer and closer to God, and he will come even closer to you. But make sure you cleanse your life, you sinners. Keep your heart pure and stop doubting. Feel the pain of your sin. Be sorrowful and weep. Let your joking around be turned into mourning and your joy into deep humiliation. Be willing to made low before the Lord, and he will exalt you. You unfaithful wives, don't you know that loving the world is hating God? Whoever chooses to be the world's friend makes himself God's enemy. Or do you suppose the scripture speaks in vain when it says that there is a spirit in us which longs to envy? But the grace he gives is greater, which is why it says God opposes the arrogant, but to the humble he gives grace. Therefore, submit to God. Submit to God. Moreover, take a stand against the adversary, and he will flee from you. You got to take a stand against him at first. He's not just... You got to get to that level of power where you just show up and he leaves before you even get there. So come close to God. He will come close to you. Clean your hands, sinners. Purify your hearts. And you double-minded people, wail, mourn, sob. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. And that is the contemporary Jewish Bible. And that is, once again, as the book we call James, it's really called Jacob. And that is chapter 4, verses 4 through 10. So who is this God? If you just take the influence from these short verses in James, really Jacob, which was Jesus' brother, same mother Mary, different father, natural father was Joseph. God is your husband. According to Isaiah in the contemporary Jewish Bible, it says, for your husband is your maker, Adonai Zitzvayot, is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He will be called the God of all the earth. For your husband is your Maker. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, who was called the God of the whole earth. That's Isaiah in the Amplified, chapter 54, verse 5. For thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Isaiah 54, 5, and that's the King James Version. So your Maker / your husband. Sing, barren woman who has never had a baby. So now, when we, we're going to go back in a little bit in Isaiah 54. So, and we're going to gather some terms from this saying. Sing, barren woman who has never had a baby. Fill the air with song, you who've never experienced childbirth. You're ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. God says so. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. You're not going to come up short. You'll forget all about the humiliations of your youth and the indignities of being a widow. Will fade from memory, for your Maker is your bridegroom, his name, God of the angel armies, your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, known as God of the whole earth. You were like an abandoned wife, devastated with grief, and God welcomed you back like a woman married young and then left, says your God. And that's Isaiah, verse 54. 1 through 6 in the Message. So who is this God? He's a territory taker for you. He's a tent maker. So he gives you the space to live and the covering over which you can hide inside of physically, emotionally, and spiritually. He makes you invisible so the enemy can't touch you. He makes you untouchable. So though the enemy may reach out and might roar in your face, he can't touch you. It's just a sound. He's the baby maker. He says, you barren woman, your children and your family will be larger than the woman married in her youth. He's the joy giver. He's the shame repellent. He's the dignity bestower and giver. He's the bridegroom always on the alert for you. He dresses you in his love. That means you are the most beautiful ever. There's none more beautiful than you. His glory he dresses you in. His provision he gives to you. His diamonds, rubies, sapphires, emeralds, his jewels. He made it all, and there's no scarcity. So why are you desperate? Why are you in despair? Why are you chasing some guy or some gal or some job or some singer or some rapper as an idol? Why are you chasing anything? And you don't have to chase God. He's not running from you. He's right here. He's waiting for you to stop being the whore of Babylon's whore. Why are you prostituting yourself? Why are you prostituting your children, your family, your future, your destiny? You workaholics. Why are you in witchcraft? Because you think there's power in it. And there is, but it's the shadow of what true power is. Fathers who abandon their children, mothers who abandon their children. We could go on and on and on. Who is this God? And who are you? If you don't know who he is, you can't possibly know who you are. And that is what the kingdom of darkness is hoping that you never understand. So you can keep buying hell from them and hell's products. Who is this God? He's the God of angel armies. Why are you afraid? Why are you acting haughty, that which is fake power? Why are you cowering, which is fear? That means you have no faith. Why are you following bullies in a gang? Why are you afraid to launch out into deep? The God of angel armies means he's a master strategist and tactician. You don't have to act like Machiavelli. You don't have to follow those books on power and seduction. He's your redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth. That means he brought you with the blood of the Christ, who was slain before time began, so it was no accident. It was a surprise to the kingdom of darkness. It's no surprise to you. It was not a surprise to the Father. He brought you with the blood of the Christ. That blood made eternity, made time, made space, made a vacuum, made everything. His crown is your crown. So you have to resist being less than who you are. And that's what resisting the devil means. Resist the lie. You are not who he tells you you are. And if you know who your God is, you are made in his image. He's the king with the capital K, and you're the king with the small K. Why are you fawning over people? People pleasing. Why are you following toxic and tyrannical, narcissistic bosses? Okay, I could tell you a story about the office that I work in now, and I'm telling you I was sent there, and I will tell you what happens one day, but I began to see a pattern. So this is the third job where when people started messing with me unprovoked. I'm just a very kind and giving person and always learning. There was something that made people, particularly women people, want to come for me. I then figured out what that thing was, and I canceled it in the spirit realm. Then when I got to the district attorney's office, men and women both came for me, high-ranking men and women. They circled their wagons, and they tried to get me, but God said not so. But he made me go out there like a good parent. It's like, go take that. Go take that. I gave it to you. Now go get it. So when you bow down to narcissistic bosses or tyrants or domestic violence, you make that person your God. And you were not designed to cower. Why would you let a person you're in a relationship with curse you or hit you? Once again, you make them your God. Who you give your trust, body, mind, attention, emotions, and money to is your God. If you're a bully, threatening people or gaslighting people, if you're triangulating and domineering people and trying to intimidate them and manipulate and lying behind people's back trying to get what you want, that's false power. And you are planted those wicked seeds. And I could tell you the story about the office I'm in now. When that crop comes to harvest time, you will be so devastated, but you'll be so used to lying to yourself, you won't even be able to bow your knee to the Christ. And so I actually even pray for all of you right now, any of you, the narcissists doing it and the people who are allowing the narcissists to do them to them. And the original narcissist is Satan himself. And you're bowing to him. Stop copying him. He's not your God. Stop cowering to him in fear that you won't be loved, that you won't have money. You are loved, okay? But you gotta resist the lies and resist hell and hell's products. Anger, violence, tyranny. Why are you allowing it to happen? Remember I said we are thermostats, not thermometers. When we show up, all that kind of demonic activity needs to stop. And we don't have to even vocalize it. It will just ooze out of the atmosphere that you've created. When you begin to worship your God, but you won't worship a God that you don't know. Somebody can't keep telling you stories about who he is. It's more than stories from the Bible. There's experiences, there's realms in the kingdom of heaven where when you go in and you're worshiping and you just love God, you come out and you have weapons. And then he'll show you how to use them. So actually, right now we are at the end of this podcast. You can go to therealroyalfamily.com. We are going to start to be adding to our daily practices, command the morning. So that means we have to start the day off right, do certain things in the midday. I'll be reading those things here. And there are certain gates and doorways and things that we must do. There are certain times of the day where it's easier to pray for your loved ones. We're going to continue with Destroying the Destroyer Part 3 next week. Thank you so much. I love you. The Holy Spirit loves you. And He's always looking for an opportunity to give more of the ocean of love and power and freedom and abundance that He has. He's looking for a way to get more of it into your life. But you got to take out the garbage and the darkness first. And then light will come in and reside with you. And you will not believe the difference. I have been having miracles just happen all over the place. Thank you so much. And I look forward to talking with you and showing you how to be a kingdom citizen next week. Thank you for listening to The Real Royal Family. Take back your crown. Shalom, shalom.
If you say you love Jesus, roll with Him now. All the shots in the world ain't gone down His crown. He put the power in your hands, power in your words. Was dominated with the greatest Lord, praise Him first. We are soldiers of Jesus. Huh.